Welcome to another edition of the Sure Word Ministries radio broadcast with Donna Kaczynski. Donna is always glad to hear from her listeners. Our email address is swmradio@yahoo.com, or you may write Sure Word Ministries at Post Office Box 383, Litchfield, Illinois, 62056, USA. Now here's Donna.
I'm so thankful you tuned into the program today. Don't change the station. I have a message that could change your life for all eternity. As many of you already know, we are living in a postmodern culture that does not believe in absolute truth. According to postmodernism, truth is relative. What's true for you might not be true for me, and the belief system of the postmodern philosophy goes on and on. Postmodernism has not only infiltrated our universities, college campuses, and high schools, but it has also infiltrated the church. Many Christians today are very excited about the emerging church tsunami that is sweeping across America and the world. So we're going to unwrap the subject of postmodernism and the emerging church concept on today's radio program. You need to hear what I'm about to say, so I want you to listen carefully now as I share part one of the message entitled, Truth for a Postmodern Generation. Ephesians chapter 4, we're going to start at verse 11, and it says, "And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping," say equipping, "of the saints." I'm going to say that again. It said for the equipping of the saints. Fivefold ministers are not to be the whole show. Come on, somebody. Is anybody in this house tonight? Fivefold ministers are to be teaching the body of Christ how to tap into God to do the work of the ministry themselves. Every one of you are called of God to work for God, to be somebody for God. I don't care what people have said about you, how many lies they've told about you. Jesus says that you are called to be not only his son and his daughter, but you are called as a creation of Jesus Christ to do the will of God in the earth, not to sit in a pew. Appreciated the music tonight. I appreciated the musicians. I thank you. Don't you ever get caught up in entertainment. But when you play those musical instruments, you let your spirit tap into the spirit of Almighty God so that there can be an anointing released to the people. So that it's not all about you, but it's all about Jesus Christ. And when that anointing is released in a place, people need to be free to worship their King. People need to be free to run around if they feel the fire of God to just run around this place. Some of you need to get free because you're bound in worship. And I don't know why that is, but I rebuke that in Jesus' name. And I loose the power of God on you that when the fire of God comes in this house, or when the anointing of God comes in this house, that you be free to dance. You be free to run. Hallelujah. There needs to be liberty in this house. That's what Christianity is all about. It's not about bondage. I lived in bondage with Satan for years. Jesus set me free. How many of you are free? How many of you aren't sure? How many of you want to be freer? Free to run in this house. When you feel the anointing of God come and you just feel like you want to run, you run. I want to see you run. There's been times I've preached in huge churches, and the fire of God would just fill me up so much that I just couldn't take it. And I'd lay the microphone down and I'd just take off running around the sanctuary. Everybody thought I was nuts, but the Holy Ghost broke loose in that place when I obeyed God. When you've got fire in you, you can't stand still. And some of you need more fire. And if you ask God for it, He'll do it. I'm telling you, He is an awesome God. For the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness. There's a fullness, hallelujah, of Christ. Guess who lives on the inside of every one of us who are born again? Jesus. And in Him, come on somebody, is all the fullness of God Himself. Everything that you need
Cooper is on the inside of you, buddy. You little preacher man. Holy Ghost is on the inside of you. And the fullness of God. He doesn't have a baby Holy Ghost. He's got the same Holy Ghost as we've got.
That's right.
With the fullness inside of that young man.
Yes, hallelujah.
And so many of us, we choose to live and to move and to have our being and to walk our everyday walk with Christ in a mumbo-jumbo way, and well, whatever will be, without tapping into what we already have on the inside of us. There's fullness in the Holy Ghost, and we need to tap into that. We need to live and move and have our being out of the fullness of God. I'm telling you, you know, we've got to break this church mentality thing. Everything has to be so organized that we can't do anything else that's not on the little menu for church service. If you do that, God will never be able to move in your midst. But if you allow King Jesus and welcome Him into your midst and say, God, whatever you want to do in this house, if you want to stick us all to the floor, whatever you want to do, God, we release you to move in our lives because we want you. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm hungry for God. You're looking at a woman who's desperate for God, and I'm running after Him. I'm running after Him. I'm running after Him. How many of you are running after Him? Two. I said, how many of you are running after God? If you're not, you need to get more in love with Him. It tells me if you're not running after Him, you don't love Him enough. Come on, somebody. We've got to fall in love with Jesus all over again. You know, when they had the Welsh revival with Evan Roberts, the whole area, actually the whole nation, was set ablaze with revival fire. And you know really why all that happened is because the people fell in love with Jesus. And everywhere they went, they released the fire of His love. There's a fire in His love. Come on, somebody. I said there's a fire in His love. You ever love somebody so fervently that you just had a fire burning in you when you were around them? That's how you got to get with the Lord. You've got to love Him that much. And if you don't love Him that much, something's wrong with your Christianity. You see, you're lukewarm or you're cold. And God will spew you out of His mouth. God is looking for people who are on fire for Him. People who will make themselves available to be used by the King of Glory. Oh, hallelujah. People who will say, God, I want to empty myself of myself so that I can receive more of you, Lord. Some of you got a lot of self in you still. You need to dump all that out and get all of that self out of you and say, come on, Holy Ghost, I want more of you. I'm tired of myself anyway. Hallelujah. Verse 14, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. The Lord doesn't want us to be tossed to and fro like a ship in a storm, just rocking back and forth. No, He wants us to be anchored in Him. Woo, hallelujah. Established and settled in the Him, hallelujah. That we're not rocking back and forth. We don't receive every wind of doctrine or teaching that comes down the pipe. Even if it comes from our pastor. Oh, that's a good preaching, Sister Donna. Every wind of doctrine is blowing today. New Agers come and say, hey, I'm Jesus and you're Jesus and that speaker's Jesus and God's in everything and in everybody and everybody's love. It's all about oochie-goochie love and we're all going to take a big leap here. And soon we're just going to leap on over into a whole new age and a whole new dimension. We're evolving and we're just going to take this huge leap. They're deceived. They're walking in deception. There's people in the body of Christ who are deceived as they sit under teaching. Teachings that don't come from the Word, but they're actually teachings of demons. Things that don't come from God. They come from the Satan. They come from the demonic realm. And the demons use people, even in the church, to speak forth lies and deception to try to suck the people in. There's so much deception. And where in God's name is our discernment? Why are we not discerning what's of God and what is not of God? I'll tell you why. We're a prayerless, apathetic church. We don't pray like we should be praying. Some of us only pray 5 minutes a day. Some of us only pray 10 minutes a day. Some of us might pray a half an hour a day. But I'm going to tell you something. There's a place, if you're praying and you finally get to that place where you got all this stuff running in your mind, like a hamster running around in a little round little exercise thing. How many of you ever feel like that when you're trying to pray? And your brain won't shut off. And you can't concentrate on Jesus. The Bible says we're to take every thought captive. And you can cause that stuff to be stopped. Not to where you empty your mind like the New Agers do and the contemplative emerging church people do. You don't empty your mind, but you just shut that thing down to where silence it is a good word, to where you can hear the Lord. There's a place in prayer that when you pray, it's like a crossing over, like stepping over a little threshold there in the spirit. And you get so tapped in and you get so lost in God and you don't want to come out of that place. I've been in that place so much, and boy, when I have to come out of that, I just don't want to. My spirit wants to just stay in there and love on Jesus just a little bit more. Some of you need to pray in the Holy Ghost more. When you pray in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, it causes you to tap into the realm of the Holy Spirit. Causes you to sense and to hear the voice of Almighty God. You need to pray in the Spirit. I pray in the Spirit all day long. I pray in the Spirit when I'm laying in the bed at night and I wake up for a few minutes and I'll lay there. And I just worship in the Spirit. Some of you need to learn how to worship in the Spirit.
We're going to have to stop right here on today's radio program, and we're going to continue with part two of the message entitled Truth for a Postmodern Generation on next week's radio program. Please be sure to tune back in to hear the continuation of this powerful message. I want to give you an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. If you're ready to make a commitment to serve Jesus Christ for the rest of your life, I invite you to pray this prayer with me right now. Lord Jesus, I confess that I'm a sinner. I've sinned against you. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I accept the truth that you were crucified on a cross at Calvary. You paid the penalty for my sin. I believe that, Lord Jesus, and I receive the finished work of the cross. I believe that God the Father raised you from the dead on the third day, and I receive your free gift of salvation right now by faith. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to live my life for you from this day forth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Dear friend, praying this prayer is only the beginning of your new life with Jesus Christ. You need to get a Bible and begin to read the truth of God's Word on a daily basis. As you receive the truth of God's Word into your heart and life, you will be transformed by His awesome power. Hallelujah. If you can help support this ministry with a financial gift of any amount, you may do so online at the website, or you can send your donations through regular postal mail. My announcer is going to come in just a moment and give you my address and website information. I pray you've enjoyed the broadcast today. May the Lord bless you, cause you to be a blessing. May He transform you from the inside out and cause your life to be a life worth living. Have a great day in the Lord.
Thank you for listening to another Sure Word Ministries radio broadcast with Donna Kaczynski. To learn more about Sure Word Ministries, visit our website at surewordministries.net. You may email Donna at swmradio@yahoo.com or write her at Sure Word Ministries, Post Office Box 383, Litchfield, Illinois, 62056, USA. Join us again at this same time for another edition of the Sure Word Ministries radio broadcast with Donna Kaczynski.